WHYY's Morning Edition. This summer has been a strange season for new music. With worldwide protests for racial justice, there's no shortage of things to write about. But the pandemic has made performing and recording music difficult, if not impossible. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on Philadelphia artists who are putting out new protest music for this moment in America.
Kashina Pindell is many things.
Hey, y'all, what's good? My name is Extra Cash. Cash Moolah, Cash on the Man, Cash in here. You know what I'm saying.
After spending a long time performing in clubs around Philadelphia, about a year ago, Extra Cash decided to focus on her internet presence, regularly posting videos to TikTok and Instagram. To do that, she broke herself into four different personalities and gave each one a name: Keisha, Alexa, China, and Heather.
Keisha is like the more stern one. She's like the big sister, kind of knows everything. Alexis is kind of, she's hood, you know, but she's got a soft heart. China, that's like really sensitive and kind of emotional. And then you have Heather, that she's like more level-headed.
Pindell, or Extra Cash, makes videos where she splits the screen into four quadrants and shoots herself as each personality, singing a different part. Together, the four Cashes sing cover songs with their own reworked lyrics, trading lines like they're talking to each other, like they're having a conversation.
Say her name.
In her four personalities, Pindell covers Say My Name. That's a song by Beyoncé's old band Destiny's Child. But she changed the lyrics to Say Her Name, which is now a popular protest chant that remembers black women killed by police, especially Breonna Taylor from Louisville, Kentucky.
Better say her name. Waking up is the same. Killers going free. And to me it's just insane. They started this violence, wanting our compliance.
While one of those officers in Louisville has been fired for blindly firing into Taylor's apartment, none of the officers who shot her has been charged, despite ongoing protests calling for holding the police accountable. After Say Her Name exploded on TikTok, getting more than 500,000 views, Pindell got the ultimate accolade. Beyoncé herself reposted the video on her personal Facebook page. Pindell was not always writing protest songs or about current events. She came up with this idea of splitting herself into four personalities a couple years ago to sing R&B songs.
Well, the four Cashes were definitely singing about boys. And yeah, it was mainly love. It wasn't anything really about like society or what's going on. But it's definitely changed now because seeing the injustice, it has created a fire within me.
Another Philadelphia musician, the rapper Louis V. Gutta, was like Extra Cash in that he had not been particularly political in his music before. He's known for songs about life on the street and anthems to making money, not for stances on racial justice.
I don't usually speak on this stuff, you know what I mean, because I rap about, you know, the streets and, you know, how I came up. It had nothing to do with politics.
Black man in America.
During the protests in the wake of the killing of George Floyd in May, Gutta wrote Black Man in America.
Unemployment rate sky high, but somehow we still got the hardest job. Black man in America.
That America in the title is spelled with three K's.
Yeah. My skin is black as they are.
The video for Black Man in America is made of clips showing the history of police abuse in America from the 1950s, showing two white police officers dragging a black man down the street, right up to June, when Philadelphia police fired tear gas at protesters as they scrambled up the I-676 embankment.
You know, just trying to show how much hasn't changed. I just had a son. So is this going to be over with by the time my son gets to grow up? Does he have to deal with the same stuff we're dealing with now?
Before the pandemic and social unrest of 2020, Gutta already had an album recorded and ready to go. But this summer was not its moment. It's called King of the North, and it's what Gutta calls normal hip-hop.
Club records, street records, just normal, like how life was before this happened. That's what I mean, like up-tempo, upbeat records, that's good. Like, when you're in a good space, when you feel like, you know, life is good. It's not good right now.
Maybe next year. For now, Gutta plans to include Black Man in America on an EP of new music recorded during the pandemic. It will be called So Help Me God. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.